Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am so glad that you're able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, goodness, we've taken 2 weeks to share on the glory restored, but I believe that's God's heart for us in this hour. And with the Lord's help, we will conclude today the final element that I'd like to share with you on how we can experience God's presence in a new measure is by unity in the body. And I'm going to share some scriptures. For example, in 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 14. I've always loved this. As a young Christian, I said, oh Lord, if we could experience that, hear the word of the Lord. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. This event took place when Solomon came to the throne, and they were offering sacrifices, and he was beginning his reign, and they were in such unity. They were thanking God for all He had done, and because of that unity, there was a presence of God that was literally physically manifest. And beloved, in our churches today, in our gatherings, in our home meetings, we can experience that kind of presence if we will have that same kind of unity, if we will walk in love, if we will in honor prefer one another over ourselves, if we will look every man not on his own things but on those of others, if we will begin to evidence what Jesus said would, all the world will know that we are disciples, if we will manifest that love, that agape love toward one another and toward the world, that we are called as ambassadors and representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is very evident that when God's people congregate, instead of the strife and divisions and factions and church splits and the things we've known in days past, as we will grow in the presence of the Lord, in the knowledge of the Lord. You know, I've often said, I'm kind of simple-minded. I remember years back, for 10 years, my husband was in a leadership position in our church ministers fellowship, International Fellowship Churches and Ministers, and one of the common sayings was, well, we can agree to disagree. Well, you know, that's really good. I'm, you know, praise God for that. There's no argument and striving and having issues in terms of different opinions. However, as I said, I'm kind of simple-minded. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ, and if we will do that, if we will really let this mind be in you, that was a command, the imperative. If we'll do that, shouldn't we really all feel and think the same way and understand Scripture in the same way? Because the mind of Christ, well, Jesus isn't schizophrenic. He's not confused. He's not double-minded. So, beloved, I believe that's a place where God is bringing us into. That's why we need to keep hearing the Word of God. And more than that, not just hear it, we need to do it. That's why I've taken the time. If you want to, as I have these last few days, these 2 weeks, if you want the presence of God, we need to do it God's way. Another scripture I'd like to share with you is Psalms 133. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. I'm going to stop reading right now. And of course, we know the anointing, there was the literal application of the sacred consecrating oil of that was formulated according to the formula God gave, and the priests were anointed, and this is a referencing that anointing, but that unity will bring that very anointing. And it goes on to say in that psalm, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. I don't have time to go into it, but that dew, that's a reference also to the presence, the anointing of God. You can do a study. It references the very presence of God. There the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And you might say, well, praise God, Sister Judith, but you know, there's application for our own personal walks in God, because yes, it talks about unity when we are all gathering together, and it's not what we say. The Lord looks at the heart. You know, I was sharing with a sister last Sunday in service. I said, you know, in days past, back in the 70s, God could bring the very, Brother Glass brought the presence of God into the services. I was at one of Catherine Kuhlman's meetings. She brought the very presence and power of God. But beloved, we're in a different time now. God is not raising up individuals to say, oh, aren't they wonderful? Don't they have such a great anointing? God is looking for the corporate anointing, which each and every one of you bring to the body of Christ. It's no big me and little you. We are together. All of us are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Each one of us God wants as mature sons and daughters of God who are able to testify, to witness to the saving power of Jesus Christ. This is what God has for you and I, beloved. And there's no big names. If it is, it's the pride of man. Beloved, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Praise God. And so, beloved, as I've shared these elements in enabling us to increase and experience the presence of God in our lives, we have to, in our services and in our personal life, you know, if we are living in the Spirit, we should walk in the Spirit. We should allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in our daily lives. That's what He wants to do for you and I, brother and sister. And He wants His church, His ministries, the local bodies to be led by the Spirit of God, to seek God, just like they did in the early church. Remember, after Judas betrayed the Lord, he hanged himself. Well, they met together to choose another apostle who had been in the presence of Jesus, who had seen him, to take Judas's place, and they chose Matthias. Remember also when the apostles were, there was a discord that arose about with the widows, and they decided it was important for them to devote themselves to fasting and prayer, and so they chose 7 deacons who were filled with the Holy Ghost. And it was good for the multitude of disciples. They agreed, let's do this. And then, of course, in the 13th chapter of Acts, the second verse, it says that the disciples, apostles, they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the word says in that second verse, the Holy Ghost said, he was giving specific instructions, separate Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. So undoubtedly by a prophetic word, the Holy Spirit spoke and said, I want Saul, I want Paul, I want Barnabas to join together in team ministry, and I want them anointed and prayed for because I've called them for a work. And beloved, this is what God has for each and every one of us. He wants us to experience God's power, God's presence. I've been sharing this because you need to pray for your pastor wherever you go to church, where there can be an increase in the power and the anointing of God. Why? Just so we can say, oh, well, it was a wonderful service today. There was such a presence of God. The Holy Spirit really moved. Beloved, that's not the point of us just to have a glorious time when we gather together. It is because we are in a warfare. We are in the end times. There are difficult times that we're going through right now, and the times, beloved, are going to grow ever more dark. Ever more dark, and we need God's presence. We need to have the Word of God burning in our hearts, the Word of God on our lips, the praises of God, to be able to thank Him at all times, no matter what we face. This is God's will for us. And when we gather together, it is to experience the healing and the deliverance that comes in seeking the Lord's presence, even in your own personal walk, to be able to not have bitterness or unforgiveness in your heart. That separates you from the body of Christ. That creates disunity. Oh, maybe nobody can see it, but the Lord knows. God wants unity. He wants every bit of unforgiveness out of your heart. every bit of resentment, and to be filled with the very fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, these things that pertain to the kingdom of God. It's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I feel His anointing. I want to pray for you right now, and I want you to receive an anointing to be able to press your way into the deeper things of God. In the name of the Lord, Father, right now, I pray for every listener, those who have been stirred by the message. I ask, Father, you to draw them by the Spirit of God into a new place, into the high heights of God, where they will experience your anointing, your presence in a new measure, in the name of Jesus. For my beloved, I would speak even a word by the Spirit of prophecy, that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I am the Lord your God, and I will go before you to make the way straight. You shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day, nor the terror by night, because you have set your love upon me. I will deliver you, says the Lord, and you shall know me in a new measure, from the least unto the greatest, those who will seek after God with a whole heart, who will worship me in spirit and in truth, who will honor me, who will fear me, who will reverence me. Behold, you will see your God bear his holy arm in your behalf, and I shall fight your battles. You shall only stand still and see the salvation of your God. Praise me, for I am with you, and I anoint you. Even now shall you feel the very presence of God quickening you, says the Lord. Rejoice, for I shall deal wondrously and gloriously and abundantly with you in the days ahead, says your God. Praise God. Father, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Lord, for bringing the American church, stirring the American church. Lord, we've been blessed with so much. Whereas the church of Laodicea was so many things, and we think we've got it all, we've got it made. Lord, help us to see our spiritual poverty and bring us into a deeper knowledge of you, walking in humility, walking in repentance, and honoring you and lifting your name up above all. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I pray you've been blessed. I invite you to join me next time as we share the good things of the Lord. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs and the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He's got a reason. He's got a purpose. Obey Him. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,